GWU warns students to stockpile food, supplies, medicine for elections. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on November 3, 2020. George Washington University officials are advising their students to prepare for post-election violence like a natural disaster, according to the attentive folks at the College Fix. Before Tuesday, we recommend that you have at least 1 week of food, supplies and medicine in your room, states an email to students from Christy Anthony, the director of the Office of Student Rights and Responsibilities. We suggest preparing for the election day period as you would for a hurricane or a snowstorm that would prevent you from going outside for several days to grab food or order takeout. University authorities recommend that students pick foods that have a long shelf life, including rice, pasta, hard and soft grains, dried fruits, nuts and seeds, canned food, honey, etc. Although frozen foods are also a good option because we do not expect a power outage. Similarly, Ms. Anthony suggests a trip to the pharmacy to refill any prescriptions that may expire or run out in the next 2 weeks. Stock up on over-the-counter medicines and supplies like aspirin, toilet paper, paper towels and cleaning supplies, the memo adds. In a separate online campus advisory, George Washington University warns students to keep strangers out of campus buildings as a further precaution against probable violence. Make sure doors close and locked behind you as you arrive and depart, GWU authorities advise, adding that they should not allow strangers into GW buildings. If there is a disturbance, seek shelter indoors until normal conditions return, it states. Observe directions from law enforcement personnel. In her email, Ms. Anthony also informed students where they can receive counseling if the results of the election upset them. Over the next few weeks, you or your friends may experience a number of reactions following the election, she said. Having a reaction is both normal and expected. Sometimes emotional aftershocks or stress reactions appear immediately and some may appear in a few hours or several days/weeks after. If and when this happens, we encourage you to reach out to talk to someone, she wrote, suggesting that students utilize counseling and psychological services, the care team and academic advisors in the wake of the election. The Washington Post has warned of dangerous violence unless Joe Biden wins a landslide victory Tuesday. In an accompanying tweet, the Post threatened, "The election will likely spark violence and a constitutional crisis. In every scenario except a Biden landslide, our simulation ended catastrophically," it said. Over the summer, numerous Democrat-run cities were overrun by violent Black Lives Matter and Antifa protesters, two left-wing terrorist groups that operate as brown shirts for the Democrat Party and media outlets like The Washington Post, Breitbart's John Nolte noted. A majority, 56%, of respondents to a recent poll of U.S. voters said they expect to see an increase in violence as a result of the election, amongst other reservations about the election results. When asked what sort of violence they expected to see, respondents said riots, looting, and burning, as well as trashing of cities. Follow at Williams Rome.